time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. We are going to jump into our interview for today, but before we do, let's set the tone with some live music. This is Rejoice, Just Do It by DJ Law. Sit back and enjoy.
Rejoice, rejoice, we just do it. Rejoice in the Lord, my Lord. Rejoice, rejoice, just do it. Already, I know he brought me through. Oh my God, loving, loving your precepts. Precepts, it's freedom like recess. Living blessed, the best, what peace says. And peace says, I'm eating what he says. Hallelujah. Following your statutes, walking out the Beatitudes, 100 Rick Franklin, some Chase too. I clue, got rules, he's my pursuit. Whatever's true, right, and lovely, lovely, noble, admirable, not ugly.
Yes, sir.
Pure, excellent, praiseworthy,
worthy.
I'ma focus on these, just do it like Nike. Rejoice,
rejoice,
we just do it. Rejoice in the Lord, my Lord. Rejoice,
rejoice,
just do it. Already, I know he brought me through. Oh my God, loving, loving your precepts.
Precepts,
it's freedom like recess. Living blessed, the best, what peace says. And peace says, I'm eat what he says. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
following your statutes. Walking out the Beatitudes, 100 Rick Franklin, some Chase too. I clue, got rules, he's my pursuit. Whatever's true, right, and lovely,
lovely,
noble, admirable, not ugly.
Yes, sir.
Pure, excellent, praiseworthy,
worthy.
I'ma focus on these, just do it like Nike. Rejoice,
rejoice,
we just do it. Rejoice in the Lord.
Well, welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website. Go and look up loveministriesbuilds.org. We have so many things going on in the summer, so many avenues that you can volunteer with us for. So just get on there and poke around and then reach out to us and let us know what you think. We are welcoming our guest. Her name is Latorla Jones. Hey, Latorla.
Hello, Carla.
Latorla, thank you so much for being here with us. Latorla is a friend of the show. She's been on the show once, twice?
This is my third time.
So Latorla always brings a word. Latorla is my sister-in-law. She is married to my youngest brother, my little brother, Spencer Jones.
And she likes to emphasize younger to let us both know that she's older.
Yes. So I get on here and I try to use the microphone to say whatever it is I think I want to say in the moment. So, and everybody laughs at me. Nobody in the family pays me any attention whatsoever. I will tell you, Latorla, when I had Naomi and Nadia on the radio show, they did a beautiful job.
Awesome.
Well, I tried to get Naomi to say that I was the better parent. So everybody knows that, you know, Naomi is a daddy's girl through and through, always has been from day one.
Yes.
There's no getting around that. So I kept saying, you know, Naomi's got two fabulous parents, one of which, you know, I'm one and I'm the best, right, Naomi? And it would be like crickets, like in her head. She was like, I cannot say that she's better than my dad.
You know? Exactly.
She wouldn't do it. But I did get Nadia. So when I got her. So Nadia was on, and Nadia is one of our fantastic students from Love Ministries, and she's doing a beautiful job, knocking it out of the park. She's going into her senior year, setting herself up, I mean, beautifully to do whatever it is that the Lord, whatever direction the Lord leads her.
Yes.
So I asked her, I said, well, who's the better youth worker, Nadia?
No, you did not.
Sister Jones or me? And she goes, you looking funny, but she says it like very slowly, and I'll go, I gotcha. I'm so glad you said that. I bring people on to try to get them to say that I'm the best and you fail for it. And she goes, oh man. I said, no worries. Everybody knows Sister Jones is better than me, but since I got people here, I try to, you know.
So you guys heard it. Carla has confessed.
I do it on purpose. I know I do it. So the first time you're on the show, I'll try to get you. It's no problem. So LaTorla, everyone, let me go back to the intro on LaTorla. LaTorla is a poet, an author, a teacher, a speaker. Obviously, I've already said that she is married to my younger brother, Spencer Jones, who is a lawyer. And they have created Jairus Joint LLC. And it's a business umbrella for creatively advancing the kingdom of God. So all of the things that they do, is with all of the members of my family, you'd have to look up every single one of us because it's not enough time to say all the creative things the Lord is leading us to do, all with the heart of sharing the gospel,
yes,
you know, and letting people know about Jesus Christ. So and Rejoice, Just Do It, at the beginning of our radio show, that is one of the creative things that Spencer and LaTorla are doing.
Yes.
And LaTorla has also written a, what shall I call it?
A devotional, the 21-day devotional?
Yes, she's written a 21-day devotional that our group is using, the Every Heart, Every Woman small group is using right now. You've also recently, you've written a curriculum.
Yes.
Yes, that you are teaching from, and you're traveling around and teaching from this curriculum.
Yes, and curriculum is titled Be True, Be You.
Yes.
And it's a curriculum that's geared towards helping young people find out who God has created them to be and to be exactly that. Not trying to imitate or
yes,
be what they see in the world,
yes,
but just being who God has called them to be.
Yeah, yeah. And that is so needed right now. I mean,
yes,
that's like right now. That's what all of the youth workers are teaching and focusing on. You know, we want our young people to know, we want them to know Jesus Christ is their Savior,
amen,
their personal Savior. And we want them to know exactly who they've called Him to be, so they won't be lured away from that calling into other things. Although we love them while they're in the wondering stage, but you know, we want them to know who they want to be. And so, LaTorla, I kind of invited you here today, and I wanted to have a conversation. I know that you're always preaching, you're always speaking, you're always teaching on different things.
Yes.
So honestly, I was just like, LaTorla, you need to come on. It's time for you to come back. And tell me what's on your heart. Like, what would be the right now word for Every Heart, Every Woman today? And you sent this to me. What happens when women lose sight of their purpose, passion, and power? And I love this topic. And I think women, we wear so many different hats.
Yes.
And sometimes one hat may lose out to the other, and then we lose sight of and lose that fight and that fire and that passion for maybe one of the hats that the Lord has actually said, I want you to push this one to the
right,
you know, to the front.
Right. That's exactly what that is. Yes.
So first thing I wanted to, you know, bring up, first question is, what does it look like when women lose? For me, I'm going to start off. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Because you probably have like five things in mind. But for me, this is one of the things that in my small group, we're talking about all the time, trying to combat that sterilizing power that fear has over us. You know, a lot of us, we can come up with plans and action plans. And actually, that's one of my gifts.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the Lord has given me that can come out. And I have a lot of different tools, you know, that I can use to come out with a plan. And I can tell it to you and I can meet with you and, you know, lay it all out. But at the end of the day, fear really does try to paralyze me and many other women that I'm meeting with, and really cause us to stop short and maybe not even start the things that God has called us to do. So for me, I would think what that would look like is just allowing fear to win.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Allowing fear to win. And so you really don't have in sight anymore what the purpose is, what passion did God put inside you in the beginning, and then as well as that power. I think for a lot of women, it's fear. And I guess another word associated with that would be anxiety. And so you have panic attacks and all of these things, or just not wanting to go beyond your comfort zone. I think for me, it is maybe being overwhelmed with whether it's fear or whether it's depression or whether it's just a feeling of stress and not being willing or able to see beyond all of that, because it's like you're in a press. And so the pressure is piling up, or the pressure is coming on, and it continues to, you know, it won't let up. And so there's all this type of pressure, and it puts you in the mindset of, well, I'd rather just go through the day-to-day life and not really push beyond where I need to push beyond. For instance, I know for me, my husband and I recently, the last 2 years have been in a place of transition. And so it's like we're just barely or basically trying to maintain, trying to survive, keep our heads above the water. And so the stuff about pursuing God's purpose and the passion, it kind of gets pushed back to the side so that you can basically live life and just try to make sure that everything is provided for in your home, making sure that you're doing the bare minimum just to get by. I think that's what it looks like when women lose sight of their purpose, their passion, and the power that God has placed in them. It's very important. And, you know, it reminds me of Jesus Christ when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew 26 talks about this interesting situation that Jesus found himself in. He had went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and the words that he described it as was overwhelming sadness to the point of death. And the Message Bible really articulates it very well because it talks about Jesus saying that he has been, or it describes it as him being plunged into this place where that sadness is causing him to lose his life. And, you know, Jesus Christ, our Savior, fully God and also fully man. He is in the middle of this place, and he's experiencing the pressure. Gethsemane is also known as the oil press. So he is experiencing all of this that is going on. And his prayer is, if there's any other way, Father, pull me out of this. Get me out of this, is what the Message Bible says. The other versions say, if there's, let this cup pass from me. But let your will be done. And I think that when we get to those places where life happens and it puts us in this place where we're overwhelmed, it's almost like, well, I really want to give up on my purpose. I really want to give up on my passion and all that you said about me way in the beginning, God. I want to give up on that because it's just too hard right now. And I'd rather just focus on
trying to make it from day to day mm-hmm. instead of trying to figure out and walk in my purpose and my passion and the power that you've given me. The last thing, and Carla, I'll let you share, is that, you know, the Bible says that before the foundations of the world, it was already appointed that Christ would die for us.
Right.
We were his passion.
Right.
And so his purpose was to come and rescue us. And his the power, of course, he was God and is God. And so he had all power, but yet you find him in Matthew 26 in this place of pressure.
Yes.
And he is feeling it like we feel it.
Right.
And so it reminds me that we got to be honest with where we are. I think that's the key. We have to be honest with where we are and be honest with God and have those conversations. Father, if it's all possible, I don't want to do this. I know what you said, and I know what you told me a long time ago, but I really don't want to do this because I'm feeling all the pressures of life right now, and I need you to give me a pass on this. And of course, you know, after praying, Jesus realizes and finds out and says, but nevertheless, let your will be done. And so, Carla, I'm going to let you talk because I could go on and on, but this is a really good topic, and I think it causes us as women to be honest with where we are. I think we learn how to, like you said, put on these different hats. And one of those hats is a facade. If I can just be honest, it's a facade because you think that people need to know that you're okay. Because if you're not okay, everything falls apart. Well, the truth is that God wants you to be honest with where you are, because then he can come in and talk to you about his will.
I love that. And, you know, that brings us back to, you know, why we need people, why we need other Bible-believing, Holy Spirit-filled women, ministers, you know, friends in our lives so that they can hold us up and that they can encourage us when we're in the press. I didn't know that the Garden of Gethsemane was called the press.
The oil press.
So that makes a lot of sense to me because I know everybody that's listening, they're like, yes, I've been in the oil press, or I'm in the oil press now, or I'm about to be in the oil press, because that's life. But we can't give up on the word that God has given us. And we have to realize how strong we are. If you're in the oil press, and if you're in the oil press right now, that just means that you're strong enough to make it through. That you can not only make it through, because I keep saying, and even when you and I are talking, I'm always like, well, how are you enjoying your life? You know, because even when we're in the oil press, well, what are we doing to give ourselves a little breath, you know, of fresh air? If you like, I love going out to sit on my, you know, on the porch in the back, and just because we live in the country right now and it's beautiful. And I just feel like the Lord has given us this, you know, and if we don't sit out here and see the beauty and breathe, we got, you know, we got to take our allergy medicine because there's animals out there too. But if we don't take our allergy medicine and get out on the porch and sit there and enjoy, then we're missing out. Because I'm not saying that you had to go to some fabulous trip and rent this yacht and do all this kind of stuff. Find out what it is that makes your heart feel lighter. And when you're in the press, remember to take time to do that. So that we can recharge, because we can make it. Like, we can do this. And we always realize how strong we are after we make it through. But we forget how strong we are in
while
the middle.
We're going through it.
That's good, Carla. We really want to give up while we're in the middle. And so I always have, you know, when I'm talking to friends, you know, they're all, I don't know that I have anybody in my life that lets me off the hook. They're like, yeah, you should just stop doing what you're doing so that you can get out of this pressing situation. Everybody's like, no, you know, God has called you.
That's good.
There, and you need to sow unity. You need to sow peace while you're there. You can't get out of it.
Right.
Before the Lord leads you. Right. Lead you out.
And, you know, Carla, it's very important that we as women understand the presence and just the impact that friends yes. that won't just go to sleep on
right.
us
right.
when we're in
yes.
the oil press.
Yes.
I
yes.
believe Jesus was talking to the disciples that had came mm-hmm. with him, Peter, mm-hmm. one of them, mm-hmm. and he was saying to them, you know, I need you to stay awake.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
So we need friends in our life. We need
Absolutely.
People in our life. We need women in our lives
yes.
that are going to stay woke.
Yes.
I'll
yes.
say that one more time.
Yeah.
We need women in our lives that are going to stay woke
yes.
because if the truth be told, I need you.
Yes.
And you
yes.
need me.
Yes.
But
yes.
I really need you when I'm going through the oil press.
Yes.
And
yes.
if you hadn't heard from me in months.
There you go.
And I haven't called you.
Yes.
Then I need you to wake up.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I need you to give me a phone
yes.
call
yes.
and check in with me and say, how are you really doing?
Right.
I understand
right.
what you just said, but how
right.
are you really doing?
Right.
Because that's when we can have those conversations because
mm-hmm.
we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
Young, old women, we need each other.
Right.
And so I just want to encourage everyone that's listening today is get that one person in your mind that you haven't talked to in, it may have been weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it may have been just 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
But take a moment and give them a phone call and
mm-hmm.
check in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are dealing with so much as women.
Mm-hmm.
We need you on our side
mm-hmm.
to stay woke.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing I really wanted to touch on is you said, you know, we put on a facade. And
oh,
we
yes.
are so good at doing that. And we're so good about not answering the question, how are you doing really?
Mm-hmm.
We can skirt around the issues and not actually be honest. Well, I want to encourage women in that area because honestly, when you're honest and when you're open, what you're going through is probably just the thing that the next person is going through. And that's going to bless them and that's going to help them. And allow them to open up and be honest right back. But we want to hide stuff, you
yeah.
know. I have a particular friend who I love, but, you know, I mean, I love her to death. But when she's going through a sickness or illness or like a something that's really serious, she will disappear.
Yes.
And then sometimes she'll say, and don't call me because, you know, she'll say that. Don't call me. You know, I know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to make it, you know, I'm just trying to make it. And so, okay, maybe if they say don't call, then write them a note. Write them a note and encourage them, you know, put it in the mail. They'll read it. You know, they'll encourage and say, I'm going to give you maybe 2 more weeks and then I'm going to call you, you know. Because we need each other, and it's important to just be you.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in a pressing situation, it's okay to say, I'm in a pressing situation. This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Be totally honest and allow the people in your camp to,
yes.
you know, to encourage you.
Right.
Yeah.
To do their part.
Yes.
We
yeah.
are involved in each other's life for a reason.
Man.
And so allow them to do their part.
Yeah.
That's why they're in your life.
Yeah.
So allow them to encourage you. And the Holy Spirit is so creative and cunning that he can use your friend to give you that word that
yes.
you will not
yes.
hear or listen to God. For instance, God's been trying to get you to come to him and pray.
Right.
And he's been wanting to give you something and tell you some things, show you his will for your life
mm-hmm.
at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a friend will come in
yeah.
and give you that same
yes.
word
yes.
that God
yes.
has been wanting to give you.
Yes. I will tell you that I have 100% definitely learned that God always has a word.
Yes.
He always has a word, and it's specific, and it's for you. It's for just, it's the right thing that you need in this time. And it coincides with his word, his written word, the Bible.
Yes.
And if we would all just allow ourselves to have that quiet time with him, with our trusted friends and companions, we would get to that word and it would lift us up.
Yes.
And we would be able to continue to read on the word and continue to find new little nuggets, you know, that we can find in the scripture to lift us up. So, Latorla, I know we have to take a break, and I want to talk about some of the causes, some of the things that happen in our lives, and then what do we do when we lose sight of our purpose, passion, and power. So we will be right back in just a minute.
Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for today, and we are talking with Latorla Jones. Hey, Latorla.
Hello.
We're having a really good conversation, and so I want to jump right back in. I don't even want to, let it die. So we are talking about what happens when women lose sight of their purpose, passion, and power. We just went over what it looks like, and we both, you know, said some things about that we've experienced, you know, what it looks like in our lives and what we've learned that it looks like. Second question. What are some of the causes of women losing their purpose, passion, and power? And the first thing that if I'm totally, completely honest, the first thing for me, what it looks like, what are the causes? Busyness. Mm-hmm. Busyness and saying, I don't have time, and accepting that as an excuse. And when, I'm always honest, when it gets down to the bottom of it, what I want to do, I make time for. There's time for me to do everything that I want to do, and there's also time for me to rest at night. There is, you know, I've never run into a situation where that excuse is actually valid. Right. I don't have time, you know. And what I have to do is to make sure that I tell myself to calm down, because a lot of times I'm just panicking.
That's good.
Yes, you know, I got to. A bunch of stuff, yes, that I need to do. But calm down. Stop allowing myself to feel overwhelmed, because I have wonderful people in my life. Miss Janabel is one of them. And when I get overwhelmed and I call her, she first thing she says is, what are the things you're doing that you should be asking me to do? I have time to do. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you feeling like your hand has to be on everything? It doesn't. There are other people in your life, and they're going to do things different from what you do, the way you do them. But that doesn't mean they're better or worse. That just means that it's different.
Right.
And they're going to get them done. And, you know, we're going to get to our desired end together. So I always have to tell myself, calm down, number one. Stop feeling overwhelmed. What am I doing that would be a joy for somebody else to do? They would be like, oh, I would like to write blogs, but I don't have a site to write blogs on. Mm-hmm. Well, I do, and I don't have time to write blogs.
Right. That's good.
So instead of feeling overwhelmed and thinking, I got to write something down, I got to post something, you know, who's in my life that really loves to write and loves to process in that way? And, you know, how can I invite them into my circle so that they can help? So that's one of the, that is my main thing. Busyness, feeling overwhelmed, and staying in that space instead of seeking for something that'll help me to get out of feeling overwhelmed, seeking some help, seeking an answer to that issue.
Yeah, that's good. I think right along with that is making sure we don't take an untruth and and make that our truth. Believing a lie, in other words. Yours was, I'm too busy, I don't have time. For me, mine is, well, I really was created to do one thing at a time, God. And so this whole multitasking, that's not me. That's not how you created me, God. So give me one assignment at one time. Let me finish that and move on. And so God responds back and says, Latorla, I realize you think you know what you know about yourself.
Right.
However, I created you, and I need you to do multiple things because your purpose is multifaceted.
Yes.
And so, no, you cannot do one thing at a time.
Yes.
What you can do is sit down and come up with a plan so that you spend the amount of time you need to on each assignment that I've given you. I'm not going to change my mind. I'm not going to give you a pass. Get it done, Latorla.
Right.
That's my will. And so then I have to say, Lord, let your will be done.
Yes, yes. Let me come up with a plan.
Yes. Quit throwing a tantrum.
Yes.
And Lord, show me how to do it.
Yeah.
Because the truth is that I have a passion to do many things.
Yes.
And that that passion comes from God. Now, what's the plan to get it done? So I have to stop believing the lie that I can only do one thing at a time, God. Because he's not going for it.
Yeah. And, you know, I keep in mind the parable of the talents all the time.
Oh, yes.
Every time I think I'm doing too much, every time I allow that overwhelming feeling to come, I go back to that parable because, number one, and who wants to be the person that has talent and buries it and never does anything? I think horrible.
Right.
You know, that would be the worst.
Right.
But the other side of that is the one that had five, right? Turned into 10. That's huge. So I keep thinking, okay, Lord, you put that in the Bible for a reason. So that must mean that there are ways, there are plans that allow you to double, you know, double everything that you're doing and get a lot done and without feeling like I can't spend enough time on each and every different thing.
Right.
One of the things that I did because, you know, for this radio show, it's very, and last year was our first year of doing it and everything went really well. This year, we really want to focus on topics and really getting down to allowing women to be open and honest about the things that they're dealing with every day.
That's good.
So people, so women can, you know, go back to the topic when they need to be encouraged again.
Yes.
And so what that means is that, you know, kind of there's been a shift in the focus. The focus has changed a little bit. So I have a bunch of topics that women have sent in to me, and I appreciate that. And so we're going through all of these topics. So I had to have a plan for, okay, how do I get one show, at least one show for all of these topics. And so we've actually come up with a plan that we can do that and we can get everything, you know, everything done so that the radio show is new and fresh and on top of it every single week. But Jana really had to sit down with me. I mean, she's one of my ones that can sit down and say, okay, here's the goal. Let's work backwards from the goal and come up with a plan that's doable, you know, for your life. Because, you know, we all still have our lives. We all still have our jobs. We, you know, all still have everything else that we need to do, children and soccer practice and, you know, everything, the normal stuff. And I really care what we eat, so that's one of the things that's high on my list. I want to cook. It probably seems like I don't cook, but I want to cook.
Yes.
Not every day. But, you know, so how do we come up with, you know, with a plan? And we've done that. And so what we've done is that we say for each goal that we have, how many times per week are we going to sit down and focus on this goal?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be every day. So don't, you know, don't get overwhelmed thinking I have to work towards this goal every day. If you're writing something, if the Lord has put on your heart to write something, don't be disillusioned and think you're going to write something every day, but make it doable. Say, I'm going to write two times during the week and one time on the weekend or something like that, you know, however it works out for you, so that you're sitting down to write three times a week and that you are moving forward on it, but you're not placing something on your life that you cannot bear. Right. It's probably not feasible to say, I'm going to write 7 days a week. Maybe it is, mm-hmm. you know, for some people, but not, you know, not for everybody.
Yeah. And I think that allows us to start thinking, get rid of the lie, stop believing the lie.
Yeah.
But then replace it with, it's possible.
It is.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the negativity. Mm-hmm. It's possible. And sit down and get a plan
yes.
together. If
yes.
you need to pull in a friend, if yes. you need to pull in someone who yes. is gifted in that area,
yes.
then do it. Because yeah. it is possible.
Yeah.
If God has placed some things on your life, some things that you are to accomplish, your purpose, He has a plan and a way to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Just make time for it after you stop believing the lie.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
so that's good. Yeah. So I would say one of the causes is just not having a plan that mm-hmm. that is workable,
yeah.
you know, for you. Are there any other causes that come to your mind?
Oh, yeah. I can think of probably a couple. We'll see if we can put them together real quick. one is the fear of failure.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it before, and I didn't really do a good job at it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's still kind of in my heart to do, but I didn't do it good or mm-hmm. right the first time, or mm-hmm. at least in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want to try it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, let's just stop right there.
Yeah.
So we don't want to try it again.
Yeah.
So, Carla, what do you think about that? Because, yeah.
Yeah, no, that is huge. So in one of my states of feeling overwhelmed and feeling like I couldn't get everything done, I have caused myself to do worse than what I could do, mm-hmm. in which I consider that a failure. And halfway through, you know, I took on a big project that kind of took a lot of time. Maybe it took me focusing on it Monday through Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and not Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but Monday through Thursday. And at the beginning of the process, I kept telling myself, do not feel overwhelmed. Mm. The Lord would not have brought this to you if you couldn't get it done. And I was much better at the beginning of the process. But then I think midway, I just, you know, allowed myself to get overwhelmed. I was like, there's no way I can focus on this Monday through Thursday. There's no way I can focus on this Monday through Thursday. There's no way I can focus on this Monday through Thursday. So then the end, I just start messing up. And I was trying to do my best and trying to spin my wheels and all this kind of stuff. But it was really the feeling of overwhelm that I let come in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of got behind. And then I just did worse than what I could do. So I consider that a failure.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when I look back on that, I guess I have developed. I'm not going to say I've been this way all my life, but I guess I've developed the ability to look back over the whole course of that thing and say, okay, yeah, there were some failures in there.
Yeah.
But honestly, at the beginning, when you were killing it, when you know, didn't feel so overwhelmed, you were just taking every moment as it comes. You were preparing. You were ready for every challenge because you were taking it slowly. That's what I call taking it, you know, being in the moment. Just
right.
take it slowly.
Yeah.
I'm going to focus on this moment. I'm going to do well on this moment. And then the next moment, I'll focus on that, and I'm going to do well on the next moment. Instead of looking all the way on Monday, looking at Thursday. Mm. I can't get to Thursday. I can't get it done.
Yeah.
You know, focus on Monday because it's Monday. and do well on Monday. You know,
right.
do well on Monday. And then we're going to focus on Tuesday. So when I was taking this challenge on like that, I was doing well. So what I say is that, okay, yes, there was a big portion of that I failed. But there in the beginning, I was killing it. And so I'm going to take this failure on and call it good, because I can tell myself, as long as you take one day at a time and you focus on this and stop worrying about the future, that is scripture.
Right.
Stop worrying about, you know, how you're going to get Thursday done on Monday, because you're doing worse on Monday because you're thinking about Thursday, when the Lord has provided enough grace.
Yes.
For Monday.
Right.
When you get to Thursday, there's going to be brand new grace, and you're going to do, you're going to be able to take on Thursday. So I think if women, if we can learn to look at our failure as a whole and see, okay, what parts did I do well? What parts did I completely fail at? Okay, so when I get to this situation and the next time, this is what I need to do to sustain that success throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, that's real good. I remember having to deal with that in a different manner,
mm-hmm.
whereas maybe you have been believing God for something for so long,
mm-hmm.
and so you get distraught, you get hopeless
mm-hmm.
About God actually fulfilling what he said he was going to fulfill.
Yes.
I think that's another part of it. And that's kind of some fear of rejection.
Mm.
And so I look at that as, yeah, it may be taken. Matter of fact, there's a woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood for 12 years.
Yes.
And she tried everything mm-hmm. she could.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. No one could meet her need mm-hmm. as far as the healing that she needed. But there was one particular day that she decided to go beyond where she had been mm-hmm. with her faith.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of giving up, she decided, well, what if I just touch the hem mm-hmm. of his garment?
Mm-hmm.
She knew Jesus was going to be at his place. And she did what she needed to do, to push through that crowd
mm-hmm.
and take what I call a leap of faith
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
And so my encouragement to those that have been waiting for so long is to trust God again.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him again. Try it again, because he is true to his word.
Yes.
He is not going to fail in what he said he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him again.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the leap of faith.
Yeah. I like that you said she was, and you use the word again, because when I read that scripture, I know there are so many things that she has tried.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she tried this, that didn't work. She tried that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
She tried this, that didn't work. Hopelessness, despair set in.
Yes.
She got over it, tried some other stuff, that didn't work. She truly made the decision. I could just imagine that she truly made the decision to keep trying. And when she was able to press through all of the things, all of the time, all of the depression, all of everything, all of the shame, you know.
Right, because that is, that's true.
Yeah, and was able to press through the crowd and touch the hem of the Lord's garment again, you know, try again.
Right.
Try again.
Yeah.
And there will be days of hopelessness. There will be days of despair. We're not saying that when you're going through something, you better be hopeful every single day. You know, mm-hmm. that's not human.
Right.
There will be some down days, but do what you need to do. You know, read the scripture, get with your friends, get encouraged, and try again. Press through again.
Yeah, that's good. I want to touch on passion before I forget.
Okay.
Okay? One of the things that God has been dealing with me about passion is, I remember when I was in my 20s,
mm-hmm.
I remember I was so full of passion and full of, I had my purpose in sight. I knew exactly what God wanted me to do, and I was motivated and encouraged to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much energy and strength to move forward in the purpose, the passion, and the power that God had given me.
Mm-hmm.
But as I reflect now, 20 years later, mm-hmm. Carla, I'm going to be honest and tell my age a little bit.
I'm 28. Y'all, you could be whatever age Carla. You want to be.
Y'all pray for Carla.
I don't put that on other people.
So 20 years later, I look back at my 20-year-old self, and I wonder and even talk to God about, Lord, where did that passion go?
Mm.
What happened? And I believe that that's where the heart of the topic for today came
mm-hmm,
from,
mm-hmm.
is that God was reminding me mm-hmm. of, you lost sight of the passion that I gave you to go along with your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't just create you for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the passion to push you towards your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to get back in your sight, in your view, the passion, because that's going to be the thing that motivates you every single day. When you wake up, that passion that goes along with your purpose that I designed specifically for you, Latorla, is going to be what pushes you. So if you have those days where you don't want to get out the bed, there is an issue with you seeing the passion that God has given you to go along with who He created you to be. If it is hard for you to get out the bed and get motivated in the morning time, begin to pray and ask God to put that back in your sight. And what that really means is, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit again so that I can feel what you felt when you created me with that passion.
I like that for several reasons. Number one, I think we forget, we tend to forget our beginning a lot. And so when we're going through life and we're looking for new experiences, which is perfect, I think that's exactly what we should be doing. But we cannot forget, you know, what the Lord said in the beginning. Some of us were born with a lot of fire and a lot of passion.
Yes.
Some of us had, like, trouble and issue in the beginning. And the older I get to 28, you know, the older I get, I think I'm learning that the Lord wants to use our new experiences and the things that He's teaching us and how He's opening up our eyes to different things. And we're learning new facets about Him.
Yes.
You know, and our faith is growing. Apply that to the beginning.
That's good.
However it started out. And so if your start out was rough, like if, say, for instance, we have one of the young men in our family, his dad was killed early when he was young. And so I remember the day. You know, I remember it. I remember every single thing about it. Well, he's going through life and he's learning everything. So, like, now he's learning Spanish. And he will tell us, when he's with us, he will tell us with his words, I'm learning Spanish and I want to travel the world and help people who don't have dads. And so we repeat that back to him, so to make sure that he hears that he's like, I'm planning on using my beginning. And I'm learning these things, and I'm going to apply it to my beginning to help someone else. But a lot of times, like you said, we lose that fire and we lose that passion as we're going through life, and we forget our beginning, and we forget that we wanted to help people that experience the same beginning as we had.
That's good.
And we got to remember that. So that's why we got to write that down. Keep it in front of us. Write that word down, that scripture. Write it down. Make it plain so that you can continue to read it and you can continue to make sure that your life is focused in that way. Take your new experiences, apply them to what the Lord said in the beginning, and let's make sure that we're reaching the kingdom, everybody, you know, reaching the kingdom of God. So, Latorla, I'm sure you have more that you want to share. So this is the third time you've been on. We'll have you back for the fourth.
No problem. I will be ready and willing.
We'll continue having great conversations. We always enjoy when you come. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me
today. And so I pray that everyone enjoyed our conversation about what happens when women lose sight of their purpose, passion, and power. And we'll continue this conversation. Everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all of the great information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Connect with us on our social media at EHEW Radio, also on our website, which is the same. Everyone, my name is Carla Nivens. Have a great week.